Vipassana Samadhi and Samatha Samadhi, are they all the same? Dhyana necessary for liberation? There is no such thing as Vipassana Samadhi or Samatha Samadhi, it's only Samadhi. And Samadhi, the word, does not mean concentration. That is one of the most ridiculous translations of that term. It means stillness, not concentration. Concentration is what I was forced to do at school when the teacher was standing over me, concentrate! And to this day, the word has got a terrible meaning for me. Or it was what we did in the Second World War. We had concentration camps. And sometimes people think, my goodness, I'm now in a concentration camp because I'm supposed to do concentration meditation. This is a camp. Oh my God, what have I got myself into? This is not a concentration camp. This is a stillness. It's a happy camp. It is much more like Club Med than a concentration camp. It is Club Med. And what do I mean by that? Club meditation, certain time. So, what samadhi means? It means stillness. And you know that last range retreat, one of the people who was staying here for the 3 months range retreat, which finished recently, a Chinese girl, she told me afterwards, that's amazing that you keep calling this stillness, because you know she's read the equivalent of the Pali Sutras, that's called the Agamas in Chinese. So whenever they mention the word samadhi, they never use Chinese words, even remotely similar to concentration. It's the two symbols, and I probably got it, the pronunciation wrong. It's shur and guan. Shur means still. Guan, as in, or guan, guanyin, means looking over, looking on. Still and mindful was the translation used in all of the Chinese texts for the word samadhi. Nothing to do with concentration. Still and aware. It's beautiful to have that sort of confirmation. And once you take the word concentration away, that solves all the problems of what you think this samadhi is. And all of the terrible conflict between vipassana and samatha, that is way past its use-by date. No conflict at all. Samadhi, still looking on. Samatha vipassana. Combined in the one word, samadhi. So that's what we're doing. Because when we're still, then we're mindful. When we're mindful, we become still. That simile which I gave in the first evening, walking up the hillside. When you go fast, you just can't see. You're not mindful. You're not aware. Things are moving too fast. They don't fully form in your senses. When you go slower, you're more mindful, you see more, and it's more delightful. When you stop, when you're perfectly still, that is when you get the insight. That's when you see things properly. And you also get happiness too. So really, samatha, vipassana, and joy, they go together. I don't know why people keep missing out the joy part. Because they miss out the joy part, they think, this is hard work. If I'm going to be enlightened, I've really got to work hard. If I'm going to have insight, I have to really work hard. If I'm going to get jhanas, I have to really work hard. Many people be working hard, they've got no insights at all. Working hard, no stillness at all. Working hard, no happiness at all. Going in the wrong direction. Still. Sure. Maybe that's where we get the English word from. Be still. I don't know, is that true? I don't know. Any linguists here? Probably not. And guan, just looking on. It's a beautiful word. Now you know what meditation is. Be still, just look on. That's samadhi. So that's vipassana samadhi, samatha samadhi. Samadhi is both. And also sukha samadhi, happiness as well. So if you've got think you have samadhi, but haven't got a smile on your face, I'm sorry, that's not samadhi. You may be concentrating, You may be on the outside still. Just like those guards outside Buckingham Palace, they're so still. But you think they're going to get in line? You think they're in jhana? No way, that's total force, total control. That's not the way to meditate, not like a guard on Buckingham Palace. The way to be still is to be totally relaxed. Still and just looking on. And happy. That's actually the way. And jhana necessary for liberation? Of course it is. There is an eightfold path. The last factor of the eightfold path is samasamadhi, samastillness. And that is always, every time, without exception, hundreds of times, in the sutras, the word of the Buddha, described as 1, 2, 3, 4 jhanas, and nothing else. Just jhanas. If the jhanas weren't necessary, the Buddha, in his great wisdom and compassion, would have taught us a sevenfold path. But he said an eightfold path, because every one of those factors is absolutely necessary for enlightenment. Jhanas is as necessary as your precepts. So sometimes people say, well, you know, you can cut to the chase, just do meditation and don't keep any precepts. So they only do actually a fivefold path, because three of the paths are all about precepts, about your conduct. So no, you can actually do the whole eightfold path and then you get enlightened. So yeah, jhana is necessary for liberation. No doubt about that. Any arguments? It's really nice to have an argument in the evening. It really gets people excited. Okay. And if you doubt that, I'll show you the text which, you know, from the word of the Buddha, where it says that specifically, without any shadow of a doubt. When I'm tired doing meditation, bad thoughts come.